Blog Talk Radio.
WPR Rebuttal is on the air. Don't answer that phone because it's the Halloween special of WPR Rebuttal, bringing you the perspectives that the UW Board of Regents won't allow you to hear on their Wisconsin Public Radio. My WPR Rebuttal sheds light on the perspectives the owners of WPR would prefer that you not hear. And today's podcast is why higher education truly is sinister. And of course, the inspiration for his podcast was from last month when U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said higher education is sinister. And from that one soundbite, I delved into the various possibilities as to why higher education might potentially be sinister. And besides the hit-or-miss wage premium that I've referred to on prior podcasts, I found a new dimension to the sinister nature of higher education, and that is higher education impairs one's ability to be religious. In other words, studies have shown, most notably by the University of Nebraska and this professor of sociology, Philip Schwadel, S-C-H-W-A-D-E-L. But Mr. Schwadel did a lot of studies, and all of them show that earning a liberal arts degree corresponds with being less religious. And it is well known that religion is, at least in the United States, religion and particularly Christianity has been a force for social cohesion. It has been a moral compass and has helped keep our country on a, let's just say, a more constructive track, at least for most of the population. Now, you could say that our leaders, especially ones who start wars of aggression, they are not acting religiously, at least they're not acting Christian. And actually, it makes sense that our leaders, who tend to be the most educated, they go to these elite universities. Our country's leaders tend to be the warmongers because they have lost their faith, if indeed they grew up with their faith. They had lost it by the time they graduated from college, and that's why they're so hawkish and start these wars of aggression. And that's why you have these executives, such as Wells Fargo Bank CEO, now former CEO, John Stumpf, S-T-U-M-P-F, who go and make these unethical decisions, such as to create fake customer accounts and just hit them with all these fees, to hit the poor people with checking maintenance fees. And they just aren't looking at the Christian moral compass. And a lot of these decision makers who make unethical decisions, they are well-educated. They are highly educated at a liberal arts institute of higher education. So going into the data here, Professor Schwadel from the University of Nebraska provides these studies, and consistently, those with bachelor's degrees are less likely to attend church services. They're less likely to say that religion plays an important role in their decision-making or in their life as a type of moral compass. And, well, of course, what's the replacement? Well, secular humanism. So if you oppose secular humanism, then right away higher education is sinister because higher education corresponds with a reduction in religiosity. With, of course, religiosity is a technical term to mean one's tendency to give a strong salience or importance to religious faith in their life, in their lifestyle, and how they make decisions. And of course, when you get rid of religion, particularly the Christian faith, if you get rid of that, then you have other, I guess, dimensions. You have other factors by which to make economic decisions, and that, of course, includes the aforementioned unethical decisions by investment banks to go and gamble with their customers' money, with the normal retail consumer bank customers' money to go and create fake accounts by which to capture more consumer revenue instead of having that be spent in productive sectors. And, of course, a lot of these faulty investments by banks are not productive investments. No, they're just on paper. And you could say that about money, too. But the great thing about just having cash on your mattress is that you can still exchange it for goods. Now, money that's been squandered away by a bank, such as what happened with Deutsche Bank and with Commerce Bank, both in Germany, well, that money is evaporated because what happened, accounting-wise, okay, the interest on these defaulted payments is what eliminates the money that they have. So a lot of investment banking is actually anti-productive or counterproductive. It's destructive banking. The whole point is that so many of these bankers come out of higher education, you're not going to find an investment banker who hasn't graduated with a college degree and who hasn't skewed towards a secular humanism per the general effects of higher education. And, you know, this loss of the Christian faith is really, really affecting not only national decision-making, but also economic decision-making at the regional level, particularly in terms of banking policy, in terms of business operations, and just a lot of other things like that. So it makes perfect sense that a University of Nebraska researcher, this Philip Schwedel, would go and find such a correspondence between higher education and the secular bent. When you read the term or phrase, decline in religiosity, that is more or less a synonym for increase in secular humanism. So, at any rate, again, Mr. Ron Johnson, senator, knows his constituents and how Christian faith is salient and prominent in their lives. And implicitly, he understood how higher education can chip away at a person's faith. Well, you know, Professor Schwedel of the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, to be precise. That's the campus over in Lincoln, Nebraska. And this Professor Phil Schwedel found an explicit association between higher education and a loss of one's religious faith. Now, Mr. Schwedel also found that the intensity of this loss of religion is greater in those countries that tend to have a greater orientation towards religion, such as theocracies. Like, in a sense, like if you have a violent religion, which don't want death threats against the station, but you can infer what a violent religion is, okay? Which ones tend to be more violent? Well, in effect, higher education could have a mediating or mitigating effect and make them less likely to result to radical violence. But, of course, the opposite is true. If a person is already somewhat secular humanist, then the social justice warriors who protest and throw rocks at the police, well, in that case, higher education can radicalize them, not religiously, but radicalize them in terms of social justice. So, again, higher education is really doing more harm in the Western developed countries than it's doing good in terms of spiritual development, in terms of social cohesion. Higher education is reducing social cohesion in part because the loss of faith and also because not enough people are seeing a wage premium. And we don't know that number who aren't seeing the wage premium, and that's why we need these studies of occupational outcomes, which yours truly has repeatedly called. And heading into 2017, I shall continue forth with a variety of petitions, and some of these will draw attention to my primary petitions, because at the end of the day, it's like how many people you have reading your petition. So by using attention-getting petitions that are more novel and perhaps more entertaining, I can refer the readers of these funnier petitions to my more serious petitions, and that is within the terms of use for most petition websites, including change.org. So at any rate, for the data by which I derived the topic for today's podcast, you can look at my Blogspot page. I have the links, or at least the citations, for the studies from Mr. Schwedel. And unfortunately, the terms of EBSCOhost do not permit reproduction of the study itself, so I cannot link to the PDF. But what I can do instead is just list a citation, and those of you who are in school, you can use your EBSCOhost account to go and find the exact studies I refer to. And even if you're not in school, like I'm not in school, Senator JPO has not been in school since summer 2010. But nonetheless, I have been able to use EBSCOhost thanks to the license held by my local library. Yes, through your local library, you can go online and access EBSCOhost using your library login credentials, your library patron ID, and your personal secret login password. Those are your login credentials for EBSCOhost if you are not a student, but you are a library patron. Most library systems in the United States allow access to EBSCOhost for any patron who has a library card. So we've covered the basis as to why higher education truly is sinister. I know it's been a short episode, but I have a lot of other writing to do. And I'm also going to post a corollary article on LinkedIn this coming Monday. So you can look for that. Actually, it's going to be, what is it, 28th today? Yeah, so Monday, October 31st, I'll have a LinkedIn article. And I'll also have a nifty banner image, too, because I do some graphic design as needed. So next episode of WPR Rebuttal will be November 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See you then.